Fans of fiddle music may not immediately recognize the name Fiddlers Four. The group recently released a self-titled debut album. It's a collection of bayou themes, Cajun dance tunes, African echoes, and mournful bluegrass. And it sounds like this. Now, if there's something familiar about that music, that's probably because it combines the talents of Beausoleil founder Michael Doucet, Daryl Anger of the Turtle Island String Quartet, and bluegrass veteran Bruce Molsky. The group's fourth member is young cellist Rashad Eggleston. Daryl Anger and Michael Doucet talked with us about their inspiration and their music.
What this group has done is created its own kind of Americana music. As I like to refer to it, it's music from the four directions.
Music from the four directions.
Well, you see, I'm from the South Coast, and Daryl and Rashad are from the left coast, and Bruce is from the right coast.
You know, when we first got together in Michael's little cabin up in above Boulder, Bruce and I drove up there, and you know the air was so thin, we were already sort of seeing paisleys and stuff, and it was we sat down, we just started playing. We'd never played together before, and the rhythms, you know, so much of fiddling is about rhythm. You know, if you think of violin as a voice, you know, then fiddle is sort of a drum. And as our rhythms sort of melted together and, you know, over this first just little playing session, I was hearing a sound that I've never heard before. It's like a sound that's not been made on string quartet. We're the primal string quartet. It's like the brutal sound of string quartet.
You know, I just got the image of our music. It's like when you're making your bed and you have a chenille bedspread. And there's one way, you know, you can be a Marine and tuck it in so tightly and, you know, you can bounce a quarter. Or there's another way where you kind of flap it up and so like it takes, it kind of waves and then it just falls perfectly natural on the bed.
That's great. That's cool.
There's a cellist that's a member of Fiddlers Four, cellist Rashad Eggleston. How does he add to your mix?
He's kind of the wonder boy of the group. He draws in all the really young, beautiful people. And he's just an incredible virtuoso of the cello. And he's evolving a completely different cello sound. And he's so much fun to play with. And he has such a good sense of ensemble and how to really keep things popping, you know, in the rhythm section.
Well, let's hear a bit of Rashad as he's playing on Just a Closer Walk with Thee. So we're listening to Rashad play on Just a Closer Walk with Thee, and then the song takes a turn into I Know. And Michael, you're singing there, and you're singing with Bruce.
Yeah, we had a great time doing that. I love that kind of music in New Orleans that starts from gospel music. A lot of the second line music that you hear, actually, you know, most people were singing in church and then, you know, just took it out to secular music. To me, it really reaches you in a lot of ways. Of course, it makes you want to dance and party, but you know, it's the derivatives. It's like, you know, where I come from, people want to know, well, who's your daddy? And can your mama make a roux? So it's kind of it works that way. It kind of wakes you up.
Je sais, tu veux plus de moi, y avait quelque qui t'aimait plus que moi. C'est pas la peine que je brasse, parce que tu m'as embêté. Si tu veux plus de moi, bébé, c'est pas la peine que je vais rester. Yeah. I know you don't want me no more, no more. someone loving you more, loving you more. Ain't no use in me crying now because you put me down. Since you don't want me no more, baby, ain't no use in me hanging around.
One of the things I was really struck by, there are a lot of African influences on your album. There's a song called African Solstice. What drew you to include African-inspired songs on your album?
Well, yeah, African Solstice is, I mean, we have some pieces of real African music on the record, and we thought we should include a piece of fake African music.
But it's beautiful.
It's very influenced. I got to go to West Africa in 1980, and after I got through being sick, I came back and just just thought about the experience I had. It really changed me completely as far as my musical outlook, you know, because people over there, music is a daily part of everything. That had a big effect on me. And the thing about that tune was that I was trying to sort of bring the sound of the balafone orchestras. You know, the balafone is like a xylophone, except balafones are just made out of whatever they have handy, like tin cans or pieces of wood. And you'd see these balafone groups, these people would just get together and they just like start playing these amazing rhythmic jigsaw puzzles. You can't really get a sustained note. You can only get these little doom da ba doo ba doom dee ba dee ba doom ba ba doo ba doom ba ba dee dee. Those kind of little rhythms, and then you just interlock the rhythms together. And then somebody would usually sing on top of that, and they go ba 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 ba. You know, and that was the violin and the cello. Sounds pretty good.
Who are these guys?
Daryl?
Yes.
Daryl, you've included a song, Man of Constant Sorrow, and that got a lot of play recently because it was in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? How do you compare your rendition to what people have been hearing?
Oh, I think it's just a completely different take on the tune. That's one of the great things about this traditional music is that, you know, there's so many different interpretations of the, you know, the same material. And a tune like that that's been around for, you know, easily 100 years has a lot of verses. People have made up their own stuff. You know, nobody really wrote that tune. It's, you know, you can't ascribe it to everybody. And everybody wrote it because everyone has sort of contributed their own little interpretation to it. And I loved it, the fact that it was just a completely different take on the same tune. You know, the Oh Brother version is very much influenced by the Stanley Brothers. It's a bluegrass version. It's wonderful and uplifting and exciting and thrilling. But there's a whole other side to that song. You know, it's a very sad song. It's got a lot of tragedy in it, and I think the way we did it brought out the tragedy element in the tune, the sort of interminable quality of the guy's misery, you know, because of the interminable quality of the droning fiddles.
Listening, of course, to Bruce Molsky do the vocal on Man of Constant Sorrow. Sometimes you'll be listening to a particular group, say like the Chieftains, and you can hear that and you can say, you know, that's Irish music. I can really hear that. If somebody picks up Fiddler's Four, are they going to point to that and say, this is Americana?
Oh, definitely. That's the first thing that they're going to say, you know?
It's going to, Americana!
Americana!
I think so, yeah. It's just so earthy and just kind of, it's got that fiddling, that American vibe to it, yeah. I certainly wouldn't mistake it for anything else.
Daryl Angert, Michael Doucet, collaborators on the Fiddler's Four album. Thanks, gentlemen.
Hey, merci beaucoup, Corb. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
This was a total blast for me. Thank you.